This program is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the NHL and proud sponsor of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This time of year is all about great hockey and great beer, like the refreshingly easy drinking taste of Bud Light. Go on taste.
Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. Big goals, clutch saves, dramatic moments, all part of what's going on in the NHL as the teams come to the finish line in the regular season. Joe Tolleson has captured some of the great moments for us as he brings us the top plays of the week, starting with goal number 50 for the NHL's leading goal scorer, Vinny LeCavalier.
Paul Ranger will force it up the far side and get it out to LeCavalier to the left wing. 3-on-2 across the blue line, left circle. Little spin around a shot. Score! 50! LeCavalier has done it! And he makes it 4-2 Lightning!
Sam, the first 50 goal scorer of the season is Tampa Bay's Vincent LeCavalier. Dave Mishkin, the call on 620 WDAE, the sports animal in Tampa. The Lightning have clinched a playoff spot and head into the weekend with a chance to catch Atlanta atop the Southeast Division. Tampa Bay also eliminated the defending Stanley Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes from playoff contention. With Edmonton already out of the picture, it marks the first time in NHL history that both Cup finalists failed to qualify for the next postseason. A big week for San Jose as the Sharks try to catch Anaheim in the Pacific.
Thornton gets it back to Chichu behind the net. He sticks, throws in front. Chichu shoots, he scores! An amazing cross-ice pass from Joe Thornton to Jonathan Chichu.
Dan Ruzanowski on KFOX in San Jose as Jonathan Chichu's third hat trick of the season led the Sharks past LA 6-2. San Jose then went to Anaheim and beat the Ducks 3-2 in a shootout before edging Calgary 4-3. And that loss by the Flames helped to keep Colorado's playoff hopes alive.
Again, McLean is there trying to center. It comes up along the left side of the cage. Who's waiting for it? Hejduk. Hejduk, backhand shot. He scores! Hat trick, Milan Hejduk!
Norm Jones on KKFN, the fan in Denver, as Milan Hayduk's fourth career hat trick accounted for all the Avs' goals in a 3-1 win over Vancouver. The last spot in the West could come down to the Flames and Avalanche meeting in Denver on Sunday night. Devils goalie Martin Brodeur claimed another record.
Puck comes into the Devil's zone, but taken away by Jim Dow. 2-on-1, he breaks ahead with Breland. Breland moves in, cross ice for Dow. A wrister, he scores! From the left circle, Jim Dowd, a shorthanded goal, and the Devils take a 3-2 lead.
Matt Laughlin on WFAN in New York as Jim Dowd's goal was the game winner in a division-clinching win over Philadelphia. Brodeur earned his 48th victory of the season, eclipsing the mark established by former Flyers goalie Bernie Perron. Jaromir Jagr again proves he's a model of consistency.
Sends it around, not out. Shanahan for Nylander. Nylander for Jagr, shoots, he scores! Jaromir Jagr, 2-0 Rangers.
Kenny Albert on MSG Radio in New York as Jagr's goal proved to be the game winner as the Rangers top Montreal 3-1 to clinch a playoff spot for the second straight year. Finally, the Canadiens may have lost the game, but Sheldon Surrey set a new mark for power play proficiency by a defenseman with his 19th extra man goal of the season. Rick Moffitt had the call on CJAD in Montreal.
Back to the right point. Over to Markov, left side. Surrey, one-timer, rips it, scores! NHL record for Sheldon Surrey. The most power play goals by any NHL defenseman in a single season. So Habs pride is bleu-blanc-rouge. In the NHL record book now, it's Rangers 3, Canadiens 1.
Sam, the regular season's coming to a close, but that just means it's time to start following the bounce of the Stanley Cup playoff puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Next week, it's playoff highlights, and we're really looking forward to that. Still ahead on this week's show, I'll talk with Alex Tange of the Calgary Flames, and coming up next is our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
I can see Laviolette being back again next year, but I think he could be on a very short leash.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.